G'day, Sandy McCutcheon on Radio National with another perspective. Today we'll hear from Stephen Law. Stephen is a lecturer in philosophy at the University of London, and he's an author. He's also the editor of Think, the popular journal of the Royal Institute of Philosophy, and he's published several books about philosophy. Many of his books are designed to introduce philosophical ideas to children and adolescents.
Despite its popularity, moral relativism, especially when it's politically motivated, is a confused and often pretty poisonous point of view. Relativism was in the news recently along with female circumcision, the practice of cutting off parts of a woman's genitalia, including her clitoris. Some Sudanese people routinely perform female circumcision on young girls. It's part of their tradition. But many Westerners are horrified. Female circumcision, they say, is cruel, life-blighting surgery. It's morally wrong. Now it's here that the relativist steps in. Ah, wrong, they say. Wrong for you, perhaps, but you're assuming that your truth is the only truth. In fact, what's true for you is false for those Sudanese people. There's no objective fact of the matter as to which moral point of view is correct. All moral perspectives are equally valid. And so, says the relativist, sternly pointing their finger at you, it's wrong of you to judge. As I say, this sort of relativism is pretty popular in certain circles. Indeed, to reject it is to risk being branded politically incorrect, or worse. But the fact is that while moral relativism may be fashionable, it's politically correct baloney. Here are four reasons why. First, for us Westerners to think that what's right or wrong is ultimately not just a matter of opinion, but a matter of objective fact, is not to assume that we must have unique and privileged access to those facts. Sure, in the past, we have often just arrogantly assumed that we know best, and that we have the right to force our particular moral point of view on everyone else. The Church has a particularly poor track record in this respect. Now, of course, we were wrong to assume we always know best. We now realise that we should be more open-minded and tolerant. We know that we make mistakes. We know that there can often be a great deal to learn from other cultures. But of course, we can embrace all this good liberal stuff without signing up to moral relativism. To say that there's an objective fact of the matter about whether or not female circumcision is wrong is not to assume that our Western opinion is inevitably the right one. Those who reject relativism need not be jackbooted bullies intent on ramming their beliefs down everyone else's throat. Second, the relativist who points a finger at the Westerner who judges female circumcision to be wrong and says, "It's wrong of you to judge," ends up condemning themselves. For of course, they are doing exactly what they are saying you shouldn't be doing. They are judging you and saying that you are doing something morally wrong. So all that politically correct finger-wagging is downright hypocritical. Third, relativists tend to apply their relativism pretty inconsistently. Take some remote forest tribe, for example, that does something that we Westerners think barbaric and wrong. You shouldn't judge, says the relativist. In their culture, this sort of behaviour is perfectly proper, and their opinion is just as true as yours. But of course, if some big multinational comes in and hacks down the forest and kicks out its inhabitants, the relativist will be down on that company like a ton of bricks. That's wrong, they'll say. But of course, they can't say that, can they? If they're going to be true to their relativism, then they have to say that if the prevailing corporate culture deems it acceptable to destroy the rainforest and barbecue its inhabitants, then it is acceptable, and who are we to judge? Finally, notice that it's only if we reject moral relativism that we are free to promote tolerance and open-mindedness as universal virtues. Take some religious culture that thinks it okay to be deeply intolerant. The relativist is going to have to say that, hey, if these religious zealots think it right to chop up those with whom they disagree, then for them it is right, and who are we to judge? The relativist can't consistently condemn the intolerance of others. It's only those who reject relativism that are free to do that. So the truth is that relativism really doesn't have much going for it. We can be good, right-on liberals without embracing relativism, and, at its worst, relativism is politically correct baloney of a rather nasty sort.
Stephen Law, lecturer in philosophy at the University of London, and an author of several books about philosophy.